From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The death toll in today's bombing in Turkey's capital is rising. Turkey's interior minister now says at least 30 people are dead and some 126 injured. From Istanbul, Zeynep Bükünsoy reports that two bombs exploded at Ankara's main train station as hundreds were gathering for a peace rally.
The rally was planned by unions and professional associations and scheduled to start at 10 a.m. at the train station in central Ankara. Ambulances rushed to the scene, but many roads had been closed for the rally. Turkey's getting ready for snap elections for parliament on November 1st, after Prime Minister Davutoğlu failed to form a coalition government following the June 7 elections. Since those elections, more than 30 people were killed in a suicide bombing in the southeastern town of Suruç. For NPR News, I'm Zeynep Bilginsoy in Istanbul.
Moving to North Korea, which is marking a milestone with a big military celebration, NPR's Elise Hugh reports.
Thousands of soldiers paraded through the streets of the North Korean capital to mark the 70th anniversary of its ruling Workers' Party. Satellite images indicate there are hundreds of trucks and armored vehicles in position. Meanwhile, international policymakers are watching to see if North Korea will use this occasion to show its military might with a possible missile launch. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Tony Blinken.
The last time North Korea took a provocative action and tested, the United Nations Security Council not only took strong steps against North Korea then, but it said that if there were future provocative actions, there would be significant measures taken as a result.
The South Korean president will visit Washington next week for a summit with President Obama. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Seoul.
Patience appears to be wearing thin in parts of waterlogged South Carolina, where authorities allege a motorist, apparently tired of waiting, intentionally hit a state National Guardsman while he was directing traffic at a food bank.
We've had witnesses who observed it, who said he was intentionally hit. It was not an accident whatsoever.
Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott says the guardsman has been released from a hospital with a broken wrist and rib. South Carolina officials are still urging people in coastal areas to be vigilant as floodwaters make their way to the Atlantic. Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan is coming under pressure to run for House Speaker as Republicans look for a successor to John Boehner. But NPR's Elsa Chang says it's not a simple decision.
Speaker of the House is a really thankless job, especially now. You're dealing with this incredibly fractured caucus. You're the face of the party when the base gets really angry. It's a job that almost taints your resume more than it enhances it. So it's obvious why Paul Ryan has said no to the job in the past. But now his colleagues are saying, for the greater good of the party, you need to do this.
Ryan has insisted, though, that he is not interested in being speaker. However, a spokesman says Ryan appreciates the support he's been receiving. You're listening to NPR News. The Pentagon says it expects to hold a second round of talks with Russia's military as soon as this weekend. The talks are expected to focus on pilot safety over Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says Russia has formally responded to U.S. proposals on air safety procedures. As Russia steps up its military involvement in Syria, Islamic State fighters are said to have seized villages close to the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. One person is dead, another wounded after a shooting at Texas Southern University in Houston. Houston police say two suspects are in custody and a third is being sought for questioning. Houston Public Media's Lori Johnson reports the incident follows other shootings in the campus.
Classes are canceled until Monday as authorities try to piece together why two people were shot at a campus apartment complex. It's the third shooting this week and the fourth this semester on the TSU campus or at the student housing. TSU spokesperson Eva Pickens calls the shootings deeply troubling and says university officials are reviewing campus security policies.
We definitely we're beefing up our security to protect our students and to protect our employees and those individuals who visit our campus.
Four other people were wounded in the three earlier incidents. Houston police are investigating whether any of the shootings are related. For NPR News, I'm Laurie Johnson in Houston.
In Flagstaff, Arizona last night, Northern Arizona University's Delta Chi fraternity held a candlelight ceremony. Students gathered to honor the student who was killed and three others who were injured in yesterday's shooting. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News. From Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.